Hey, I'm Zara J, relationship coach, author, and creator of the Passion Attraction Prototypes. And on this podcast, I teach high-achieving women like you how to break relationship patterns and create a match game plan so you can quickly identify and attract a compatible partner for commitment in less time using my six-step formula, the Captivating Courtship Code. Every week, I bring you lessons, reflections, and love-changing tips that have been proven to help my clients meet their partners and transform their love lives quickly. You're getting the inside scoop from my years of owning a matchmaking service and as an expert relationship coach that will take you from a wounded princess to a captivating queen of courtship. So, if you're ready to ditch trying to get him to commit, which are just anxiety-creating relationship tactics, and instead learn authentic yet intentional, proven relationship attraction techniques so you can finally have the partnership you desire, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Courtship Code Podcast. Hello, and welcome to today's episode of the Courtship Code Podcast. If you can't hear it, I'm a little sick right now. I am sick, but I wanted to make sure that I kicked off our summer series that focuses on courtship. I did a poll on my Instagram story last week, and you guys voted, and many of you wanted a series for the next podcast series to be focused on getting started with courtship, what steps to take, just some clarity on how to navigate the experience. So for the rest of this summer, I'm going to be talking a lot about the courtship process and what to expect and how to navigate it, and helping you guys to get ready to conquer the second half of 2022. If you came into the new year ready to do something different, ready for new experiences, and you haven't seen much progress, or you haven't taken much action, or you've been attracting the same experiences over and over again, then I hope that you really lean into this summer series and you soak up all the knowledge, all the information that you can, and you really allow yourself to sit with the podcast and just take in the amount of coaching and support that you're going to get on navigating the courtship process. So you can start taking action, you can start being more intentional, you can also start feeling more confident and ready when it comes to your love life. So for this series, every week, I'm just going to be really focusing in more specifically on navigating the courtship process and just getting started with it. So if you have a friend or you have a family member or someone that you're close to who also wants to find a partner, who wants to get married, who wants to attract a serious committed relationship, then share this podcast with them. And you know, you can tag me on Instagram, you can send me an email, let me know your thoughts, let me know some things that you want to hear or some questions that you may have specifically about the courtship process. This isn't a time to be shy, this is a time to get the support that you need. So I hope that you enjoy this summer series, and I would love your thoughts on it. As I said, right now I am sick. I've been sick for the past about almost a week now. I feel better. I feel stronger than I did a few days ago, and so I think that I'll be fine in a couple days. But I just wanted to make sure that I still provided this. So thank you for listening to me while I'm all congested and not fully 100% myself, but I wanted to get this message across to you. So today, as we are kicking off this series on courtship, I wanted to talk to you about feeling exhausted with courtship. And I felt like it's important to start there. Start from the very, very beginning, from the very basics, because if you've been single for some years, or maybe you just got out of a relationship, maybe you're in a situationship right now that's not going where you want it to go, and you don't feel confident, and you don't feel loved, you don't feel valued, you don't feel respected, you don't really believe that the relationship is going to work out for you, or you don't really believe that you can find the type of relationship that you want. If you're in that space and you've been in a pattern for years or months, or maybe you don't have very much relationship experience at all, and you don't know where to start or what to do, then I definitely want to talk to you because naturally, more than likely, you're feeling exhausted. And exhaustion is something that, one, it's a choice, right? Because you can choose to think about your experiences differently. But I don't even want to go there with it, right? Because exhaustion is a very real feeling. Even if you are actively courting and meeting people, sorry, I needed a sip of water. Even if you are actively courting and meeting people, it is quite common and fairly normal to go through bouts where you may feel exhausted or you may feel a little burnt out. I see it even with the women in coaching who have been going through the courtship process and they've been taking some action, but maybe they've been struggling a little bit with their mindset in the process of taking their action. And they're in a space of just wanting things to happen faster and sooner, right? And they go through a moment of wounded princess energy. They go through a bout of feeling exhausted. They take a couple weeks off and then they'll get back in the ring. And then they usually come on the other side of that with an amazing new experience that feels good and they feel empowered and they realize that they just had to get out their own way, right? So some of this is really normal. So just know that feeling burnt out and exhausted, like that's a normal feeling and there's nothing wrong with that, okay? So it's okay that you feel that way. However, I also want you to understand that if you've been taking action and you've been trying for years or for months or you're in a situationship or you're in a non-committal relationship right now that you know deep down inside, in your gut, in your instinct, it's not going anywhere. That man is not serious about commitment. No matter how attached to it you are, no matter how badly you want it, and you're tired of repeating the same mistakes, you're tired of repeating the same experiences, you're tired of meeting the same men that just seem to be the same exact person with just a different face, essentially, right? And it seems like you're always on the edge of that next relationship milestone, but you just can't seem to get past a certain point. For some of you, that certain point may be 30 days. Like you're meeting men and you're only getting to know them for a few weeks and then it falls off and then you go a long period of time before you meet another guy that you connect with. Or maybe you're a woman where you're always getting to like about 3 to 6 months and then it falls off, or the man never fully commits or never wants to be exclusive. Or maybe you're in a relationship and you've been in a relationship for a long time, but you're not satisfied because you don't actually feel like the relationship is moving forward. And you feel like if only he would just fully commit or get engaged or move to that next level, then you would have the relationship that you want. So you're sitting, you feel like a sitting duck, and you feel like you don't have any control over the process. You feel like you don't have any control over your love life, and you're just waiting for the man to do all the work and to make all the decisions. And it makes you feel like a victim. It makes you feel helpless, right? It makes you feel out of control. If you've been going through that, any of these hot and cold relationships, or you've been in these cycles of these not so quite relationships, right? But ultimately, what you really want is a loving, committed relationship with a man who is emotionally available, with a man who is commitment ready, with a man who wants to be with you and values and respects you and moves the relationship forward without you having to apply pressure or convince him or nag him into taking the next step or broken promises and all of those ups and downs, then the first step that you have to take in order for us to get you in a space of being commitment ready, in order for us to get you in a space where you are actually navigating courtship for commitment, is that you have to make the decision and you have to believe that you can get off of this relationship treadmill and that you can attract a partner. That's the first thing. You have to make the decision to believe that it's time to get off of it. Whether that's off of this hot and cold 30-day treadmill, whether it's getting off of this 4 to 6 month treadmill, whether it's getting off of this he won't become exclusive or he doesn't want to commit treadmill, or the treadmill of I've given this man years and I still have no clue where this relationship is going. you have to decide that it is time to get off of the treadmill and that you want to attract a partner and that being on this treadmill has not gotten you any closer to it. You've just been walking in place for months or for years. For some of you, it's been decades of walking in place. And that's not what you want. You want the partner, or maybe you want a family, or maybe you want just a deeper form of commitment, whatever that looks like for you. It may be marriage, it may be a committed partnership, whatever that is for you that's going to make you feel valued, that's going to make you feel loved and respected, that's going to make you feel free and allow you to have the type of life that you've always wanted to live and that you've always dreamed of, you have to make a decision that it's time to get off of that treadmill. You're also going to have to make the decision that your future, the life that you want to live, the family that you want to have, the vacations, the career, the home life, the holidays, all of those things are worth you prioritizing. In the same way that you prioritize your academic goals, the same way you prioritize your career goals, the same way you prioritize all these other areas of life that matter, right? Because you value them. You have to make that decision to prioritize your relationships and your love life as well. And you've heard me say this before. This isn't anything new. But I have to say it over and over and over again, because when you've been in a cycle of feeling rejected or feeling exhausted, or you've been in a cycle of disappointment, or you've been in a cycle of self-sacrificing, or a cycle of people-pleasing, or a cycle of putting yourself last, of feeling unworthy, of feeling undesirable, of feeling not good enough for what you want, then you have to sit with yourself and ask, how have you actually made this a priority? Now, let me say this. Before you say, well, I've been doing all the things and nothing has happened, I have made it a priority. Or I have committed and I've been trying for some time, but it hasn't worked out for me. Or if you tell yourself that you've made it a priority, but, you know, it's just out of my control, I'm just going to let things come naturally, or I'm just going to wait and see, there's nothing I can do, I'm just going to pray about it and that's all, you haven't actually made it a priority. And I'm going to tell you why. When something is a priority, it comes at the top of your list. Top of your list does not mean lacking boundaries for it. Top of your list does not mean accepting mistreatment or toxicity around it. Making it a priority does not mean neglecting the other things in your life. And then when your relationships don't work out, you blame that, right? Or you blame everyone else. Making it a priority is not, well, I've asked all my friends and all my family to introduce me and no one has done it, so I give up. I feel like I've done everything. I've read books, I've taken classes, I've gone to singles events, I have asked around, nobody has done anything or it hasn't worked out, so I give up, I've done anything. That's not what making something a priority is. That's not what commitment is. When you make something a priority, you make it at the top of your list and it becomes a non-negotiable. It becomes a non-negotiable. When you make something a priority, then you make the decision that you are fully committed to making it happen, no matter how long it takes and no matter what is required of you, you're going to commit to doing it. The same way when you decided to go to college or to get a degree or to start a business or to go after whatever goal it was that you've had in life. Think of a goal that you've had in life that really required something of you. Maybe it required a lot of your time. You had to study, you had to work hard, You had to learn things that you never knew. You had to read books. You had to sit in classrooms. You had to take courses. Maybe it required a financial investment of you. Maybe you were willing to get scholarships or financial aid. You were willing to ask for help. You were willing to put it on credit cards. You were willing to do whatever it took to pay off your classes or to invest in your business or to invest in your home or whatever it was, right? Think about something that you really value. Think about the energy that you were willing to put into it and the amount of determination that you had, that whatever it took to get there, you were willing to do it. Ask yourself, have you applied that same type of mindset and energy when it comes to your love life? Or have you been feeling exhausted because you have not allowed yourself to fully commit? So you've been repeating experiences, putting yourself on this emotional roller coaster and on this courtship treadmill, doing the same things over and over again. You've been maybe asking your same girlfriends for help, and maybe they haven't been able to help you. Maybe you've been activating wounded princess energy and just feeling entitled. Let me tell you this. Entitlement is a major issue when it comes to relationships and courtship. And I'm speaking now from the coaching perspective. Entitlement is one of the biggest issues that most of you will face. Because it's so easy to feel entitled. It's so easy, especially when you feel like, I'm a good woman, or I have my life together in all other areas, or I've worked really hard to become accomplished or successful, or I come from this type of family, or my friends didn't have to work hard to find a partner, so why should I have to? All these different things are forms of entitlement. And when you feel entitled to partnership, when you feel entitled to having you know, the marriage or the commitment, whatever it is that you want, then you feel as though you shouldn't have to do anything for it. And that is everyone else's fault and everyone else is to blame, and that men just aren't commitment ready and men just aren't serious and men just play. It becomes a blame game because it doesn't require you to take full ownership and to do anything about it. So ask yourself, have you been putting yourself in an energy of entitlement? Be really honest and transparent with yourself. Do you feel entitled where when you feel rejected or a situation doesn't work out or you experience a type of hot and cold, you decide that you shouldn't have to go through any of this, that you're just going to sit on the sidelines, that why is it my fault? Why do I have to experience this? Why me? Why? And you start going through all this tantrum type of thinking. That is what helps to make you feel exhausted. Because of how you're thinking about courtship, about how you're thinking about relationships, about how you're thinking about men, and you're doing all this heavy lifting and you're treating courtship like an interview process, you're chasing, you're pursuing, or you're completely avoiding all of it, which more than likely, if you're feeling exhausted, it's not because you're avoiding. More than likely, it's because you've been putting in a lot of the effort in the wrong area. And you need to learn how to turn those efforts into actions that create positive results. So if you're feeling exhausted, the first thing that we have to do is to teach you how to navigate courtship for commitment so that you feel confident, you feel worthy, you feel free, you feel excited, you feel happy, you feel clear on who are the right men for you, where to meet them, on how to navigate the courtship process, so that you feel clear on if a man's really commitment ready without you having to waste time. When you don't know these things, it's really easy for you to feel exhausted. And that's not the energy that's going to serve you. You can't create the results that you want from a place of exhaustion, right? Think about it. When you feel exhausted, do you want to get up and make yourself look beautiful? Do you want to go out and meet new men? Do you want to have engaging conversations? Are you emotionally available and present yourself to really connect and communicate with a man in a way that's going to connect with his heart? If you're feeling exhausted, and if you're in a place of believing that it's not available to you. So you have to allow yourself to make the decision that to get off of the roller coaster when it comes to dating, when it comes to relationships, and to make the decision to do something different. Feeling exhausted is a choice. You can choose to feel different. You can choose to think differently about your options and what's available to you. And you get there by getting clear, by being confident, and by knowing how to navigate the courtship process. When you know what steps to take, and you know who are the right men for you, and you know how to allow yourself to be pursued, on the other side of that is clarity, is confidence, and is commitment. But when you're just wandering in the woods and you're just on this treadmill of the same experiences, and you're just on this emotional roller coaster and you're emotionally reactive and you're feeling exhausted, it's going to take you a very long time to get there. And you don't have time to waste. Your time is valuable. Okay? We have to break up this relationship with struggle and believing that it's okay to waste your time. It's not okay. Your time is valuable. I tell my children all the time, the number one thing that I want you to understand is that your time is valuable. And it's not just about not letting others waste your time. It's about you not wasting your time. So many of us were raised in cultures that valued struggle and hardship, and that we believed that there's some type of badge of honor of doing the hard work and making things work after putting in all the work and all the effort and working really hard for it. And we have this belief that even in relationships, that if we just work hard and we just prove ourselves and we just keep on trucking on, that it's going to get better and that there's a badge of honor of going through the fire. No. Yes, you're going to have to do some work. Yes, you're going to put in some effort. But there's also a lot of honor and ease. There's a lot of honor in allowing yourself to have more ease. So you have to make the decision that you don't want to feel exhausted anymore. You want to feel ease. You want to feel good. You want to feel clear. You want to feel confident. You want to feel supported. Because that's also available to you. So you can choose exhaustion or you can choose ease. It's really just up to you. But I'm going to tell you now, when you choose exhaustion, you're going to feel more pain at being rejected and going through time after time after time of disappointment than simply admitting that you don't have all the answers, but you want them and you deserve them because you deserve ease. So as we're working through this courtship series, and as you are listening to this podcast and getting yourself mentally and emotionally in the mindset and the energy of courting for commitment, I want you to stay with that thought that you deserve ease, okay? Just lock in on that thought. Sit with it. Think about it when you're in the shower, when you're driving, when you're going for walks. I want you to tell yourself over and over again. And sit with it. Allow yourself to connect with the thought that you deserve ease. Okay? You're done with exhaustion. You're done with repeating those same experiences. You're done with repeating the high and cold relationships. You're done with feeling clueless. You're done with not feeling worthy. You're done with not feeling confident. That you are stepping into the energy of deciding you want ease. And this doesn't just apply to your relationships. Make this apply to all areas of life, because how you do one thing is how you do another thing. So if you are in this space in your relationships where you're not satisfied, where you're feeling exhausted, where you're feeling unsupported, where you're not feeling loved, valued, and respected, I can guarantee you that's showing up either in the workplace or showing up in your personal relationships as well. How you do one thing is how you do everything. If you're lacking boundaries in one area, you're lacking boundaries in another area. If you're having conflict or you're not having good communication or deep connections in one area, you're not having them in the other. And it's time for you to be honest and transparent with yourself. If you are telling yourself, I know what to do, but I don't know how to do it, then you have to also tell yourself that you want ease and that you deserve to know. Just think about that. How empowered would you feel if you told yourself that you deserve to know how to do it? Even if you think you know what's wrong, even if you think you know what you need to do, but you feel like you don't know how to make it happen or how to get there, how much different would your love life be? How much different would your life be if you told yourself more often that you deserve to know how? Because you deserve more ease. What would that mean for your life? How much different would your life be if that's how you approached all of your problems? I think I know what to do, and I think I know what's wrong, but I deserve to know how to turn this around because I deserve a life of ease. I want you to think about that. So I'll be back next week with our next entry, I guess you could say, our next part to our courtship series. But for now, as I said, for the rest of this week, I want you to lean into that thought of I deserve more ease and I deserve to know how to do it. And I hope that you have a wonderful, wonderful week. By the way, in the description of the show notes, I'm going to leave the link for our next enrollment period of the Captivating Courtship Code 2.0. Of course, later I'll be talking more about the changes and the upgrades and all the things that are going to be different in this evolution of the Captivating Courtship Code coaching program. And as you know, we closed down enrollment. We filled all of our spots. We have no more spots open for our old program, but I'm so excited this fall to be launching the next version, the next evolution. We've had so much success over the years, and I just truly look forward to helping more women value their time, prioritize their love life, and attract their partners. And we just have some good news coming our way. So go ahead and get on the wait list. So when those limited spots are open, you will be the first to know and to secure your spot in the Captivating Courtship Code 2.0 program. And if you have any questions about anything that was shared today, send me a DM. Do not be afraid to send me a DM. Ask me a question. Send me an email. I would love to hear from you. And what questions do you have about the courtship process so I can make sure to try to find a way to answer them during this summer series? You guys have a wonderful, wonderful week, and I'll talk to you soon.
If you've enjoyed this episode, then make sure you share it with family, friends, or any of your peers who may benefit from listening to the Courtship Code podcast. I'll be back next week with more tips to help you level up your love life. Don't forget to leave us a 5-star review on your favorite podcast platform. And until then, stay on code.